Hey, what's going on, my friends? It is Dave Sharp back again in the saddle for another episode of Wake Up Legendary. Now, my friends, we have this morning a returning guest, and this particular woman says, this is what she says, lean in. She says, confidence is key to growth. And you know what? I agree. Elaine, welcome to the show. How are you? Welcome back.
Thank you. Good morning. I'm pumped to be here.
Good. I am too. And I love returning guests because we really create a very organic, track of somebody's success. It's very, very unique to be able to have multiple conversations with somebody, a student, somebody who's starting a new business and kind of track their progress. So I'm really excited to hear what you've been up to since the last time you were on. And give us briefly a little bit of a, nutshell version for those who didn't catch your first episode about who you are, what you do outside of affiliate marketing and what led you here to Legendary.
Yeah, absolutely. So I am just a average housewife mom from rural Pennsylvania. And I have always been a little bit of an entrepreneur. Like, even at a young age, I opened a hair salon when I was 19. And that went really well. I just kind of got bored of pampering everybody else, I guess, besides myself. And I was ready to move on to do another career. And I went to school for dental assisting. Loved it. Always wanted to be in dental. I loved going to the dentist, which most people don't.
Right.
Yeah, I had good experiences, and I think that helped me provide good experiences for my patients, carrying on. And I've been at it for 25 years. I did start my own curriculum teaching dental assisting. Really? So like I said, yeah, the little entrepreneur came back out again. Yeah. And I wanted to, give other people a career in dental assisting, had my own curriculum, taught throughout the county in different various areas at night after I would finish my job there. And, my family was used to me doing side hustles. And they always encouraged me and supported me to do it because they knew that it was something that I enjoyed doing. I was giving in their field and their career. I got done with that after 14 years of teaching. I said, I'm done. This is good. I've got enough assistants out there that are doing well, and it's a small county. So how many more can I put out there and still worry about them getting jobs? And then I started to exercise my butt off and love that. Became a personal trainer. Mm. And that's my side hustle as well as this. And, still just trying to stay in the business of encouraging people to do things outside of their comfort zone.
Yeah. And so what would you say, since you always have had a side hustle before side hustles were popular, what would you say the benefit of having a side hustle, just a person having an extracurricular activity, AKA as an adult, that's probably a side hustle. What is the benefit of that just in general terms to you?
No, the benefit is just to find yourself out there, to be who you are deep inside, other than where you are in your everyday, from the moment you wake up to the moment you get done with your first job or your daily job. Go out and you're yourself. You're building something from within you that you love more than anything, because you're doing it as an extra, an extra time. You're taking time away from your family to do something for you.
Yeah. Yeah, and the income can't hurt if you have something that becomes successful, or you're able to. I have there's all kinds of people in my life who have various different side hustles. They're not all internet based. I mean, I have a preference. I prefer internet based side hustles. I prefer internet based businesses, right? Because I can do them from wherever I am. I can do them, in my own hours, and it doesn't take me to show up and do what you did when you were teaching in a classroom. I mean, just the simple idea of teaching over a live, or, on your phone or in a webinar, versus teaching in a live kind of place like you did with your dental assistants, it's much easier. How has the transition, though? A lot of people look at the phone And I saw another member's post this morning as she was joining our community. She said, I have so much anxiety, and what I have anxiety about is just being seen, which mm-hmm. is interesting. How do you view that? And did you have any transitional anxiety around going from offline stuff to online stuff?
Oh, absolutely. You look at this square box in front of you and you're like, who's in there? Who's watching me? Why are you watching me? And what do I look like from your perspective? And am I doing it right? What's my background look like? Do I have a lisp? Is the spit coming out of my mouth? Yes, of course. Why wouldn't you have anxiety? But you've got to get through it. You've got to get out there and do it. Yes, I loved one-on-one, even with personal training. I can be with my people and guide them, and they're right there with me. But I'm out of the house doing that. I'm away from my family. We're online. I'm here. They can be right here, right next to me, watching me, and I'm working.
Yeah.
I'm in my own home. So people that say that they're introverted or they're shy or that they're afraid to be on camera, you're in the most comfortable place in your house.
Yeah.
So be comfortable doing it.
I like to normalize the anxieties, and I like to normalize the fear for everybody, because I think when we come in, we look at everybody else and they look confident. I want to talk about your confidence thing and how you have and suggest people actually develop confidence, particularly doing this. But you look at other people and they mm-hmm. look so confident, right? They look so successful. And of course, if you're on social media, then you're probably seeing the most successful people who are oftentimes coming through across your feed. And I know it might, I mean, I am a human being. I think similar thoughts. It's like, how could I ever be that good? Right. How have you dealt with the comparisonitis, as I call it, mm-hmm. and through all of that, which you're seeing the same things the rest of us are seeing, Elaine, right. You're not seeing different people or different social media platforms. How have you continued to develop your confidence despite all of those distractions and opportunities to compare?
Sure. Well, I go back to the training. And I refresh myself, because I'm like, if I'm going to talk about this and I'm going to instruct people on how to stay online and make a business online, I need to practice what is in here, like what is in the blueprints, what is in the training, and go back to day one. That's what I have to do. And I have a notebook in every room in my house of like, oh, I wonder if that someone will say something about an affiliate program, or not an affiliate program, but can I make money doing this? And I'm like, oh, well, let me find out. And I write it down and I'm like, I'll get back with you, because I want to know if there's an affiliate program for that too. So just by writing things down, even put them in your phone and your documents, watching the training, why start a day one again after 6 months? Watch the blueprints. There's the blueprints. I haven't even finished the blueprints. I need to finish the blueprints. That's where my confidence comes from, is studying. You know, go just a little bit of time. I batch all my content so I don't do it every day. Mm. Just hanging there for me to post. And so I don't, 1 or 2 hours a day is completely accurate.
So how do you deal if you're batching content? Take us through a little bit of that preparation. Like, what does that look like, the preparation? And then what does it look like when you actually go to record the content? How do you deal with backgrounds, outfits? You know, I think mm-hmm. a lot of times people are like, can I just film 20 videos in the same shirt? Like, these are all thoughts that I think go through all of our heads. How do you prepare and then approach and then actually execute a session of recording content that you're then going to batch out over the next couple of days or whatever?
Yeah, absolutely. Well, first I got to get my mind right. I mean, like, I'm going to do this today. I'm not wasting any time. I tell whoever is around, like, I'm making content today. I'm carrying around my ring light. And yeah, I change backgrounds. My husband wants me so badly to go outside today because we got 9 inches of fresh snow. He's like, you'd be the only one out there making snow angels. And I was like, okay, you know, that sounds ridiculous, but it's true. It's something I need to do today, why the snow is fresh and white. So I'll make content other times, but to sit down and be like, what's my audience tonight, today? My audience is me, a 52-year-old empty nester who just wants more out of life, wants to travel, get ready to retire early, stress over the cost of everything going up. So I have to find that person and be relatable to them, man or woman. I can't say one or the other because I have quite a few of a different group in my members, and write it down. I don't look for popular or what they say, the songs anymore, because
trending sounds.
Yeah, it doesn't, I don't see a growth with it. I see a growth with being honest and being real and just giving your experiences out. So sometimes I'll just be like, this all looks great and this outfit's good, but if I'm in with no makeup, if my hair is up, I'm in my pajamas and I make a real quick video about who I am and what I'm doing, that goes crazy. So my strategy sometimes is like a graph. It's just boom, 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 boom.
You're saying, really, let me try to reflect back what I heard you just say in the most simplest way I can. Mm-hmm. So you're saying that the more organic, the better?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, be real. Be who you are. Don't be fake.
I like organic opposed to, like, we always throw around the word authentic. I like organic and I like transparent, right? Because I think a lot of us are still finding who our authentic self is, you know? So it's kind of like, you know, organic means that it's just real, right? It's real. Transparent means that I'm going to be transparent with you about what I'm doing. There's no gotchas. There's no, like, if I'm an affiliate, I'll tell you I'm an affiliate via disclosure. It doesn't mean that I have to go out and not market and explain every single thing that I'm doing, but I'm going to be transparent in terms of what I'm doing. I'm going to do it legally, lawfully, ethically, and morally. That's what being transparent is. And if somebody asks me a question, then I'll give them an answer. And I like that approach because that's what we call the style of marketing anyways. There's paid marketing and then there's organic marketing. I mean, that's how we've always classified it anyways. Mm-hmm. And organic really just means real. And what I hear you saying is even forget the makeup, even forget the just hair in a bun. This is what I'm, where I'm at. This is why I'm doing what I'm doing. Do you find that the why I'm doing what I'm doing goes more crazy than the what I'm doing?
The why absolutely goes crazy. Yes, they want to know. And because people are on for entertainment, of course, but the ones that you are on your For You page, there's a reason you're there. You know, you're giving quality content about what you're doing. You know, and why, not what, that's what we said, but why are you doing it? So this is what I'm doing, but why did I do this? You know, and putting that in there at what they call your hook, you know, why did I start this? Why is this making me this? Why is this doing this for me? Yeah.
I think that a lot of times we explain a lot of the what and we're wondering why it's not taking off, because people, I've said this quite a few times over the last week, but people don't really care how much you know until they know how much you care. Mm-hmm. And there's also another great concept by a gentleman named Simon Sinek. I think I pronounced his name, but he wrote a book called It Starts With Why. He's a real brilliant guy, philosopher kind of type of guy and author. Mm-hmm. And that concept, you can pretty much tell what the book's about with the title, Start With Why, right? It's like, figure out what your why is. And really what your why is the story of your business. I mean, I started this business because, right? Mm-hmm. It's kind of like the story behind your business. Mm-hmm. I heard a great one when I was studying marketing material a long time ago that I never forgot. It was an ad for an asset protection lawyer or some sort of a lawyer. And his ad told a story. It didn't just explain, hey, Harvard law graduate, call me, you know, the injury attorney or asset protection attorney, you know, 813-225, you know, trying to say, talk about the what, right? Well, I do law. I'm a Harvard law, right? No, this guy had, he wrote an ad and said, you know, when I was young, his ad said, when I was young, there were several times that a bank came because of a bad business deal my father did, and we lost our home.
Mm-hmm. Right?
We lost our home several times. And through going through that pain personally and watching my father go through that pain personally, I made it a personal mission when I was young that I never wanted that to happen to another family,
right,
the way that it happened to ours. And right, so I'd like to be your lawyer, and I'd like to fight for you the same way that I wish I could have fought for my family when I was young, right? I mean, I just got goosebumps telling that.
Right.
And that's a powerful example of the difference between the what and the why. The what is, he's a lawyer, just like every other lawyer, right? Mm-hmm. Just like every other lawyer. He does the same. He's got a different personality, but he does the same things, right? Mm-hmm. But the way in which he explained what he does and added the, here's why I do it, adds a whole different layer, which I find very common in every business, including this one, that those who add that extra, here's why, and you just did it a second ago. I'm an empty nester. I'm mm-hmm. 52 years old, and fill in the blank, right? It's like, this is why I'm doing it, right? And it just, yeah, the people are like, I am too, right? Mm-hmm. I'm feeling the same way. What other type of things have you included in your content that have really resonated with people? And they're like, yeah, I really can relate to that or get behind that, or I want that too.
Right. Now, the what I'm coming across, TikTok has been slow for me, because when I started my TikTok account, I was working out. Like all I was doing was working out on TikTok, and it was great. But then I switched it. So don't do that. So because they don't like that at all. So it took me a long time to grow again.
What was it again? Say that just for people who, because when you say don't do that, people are like, don't do what? I wasn't paying attention. So say that one more time.
Don't start your TikTok with one niche and go to another.
Okay. Change your niche on that same TikTok profile.
Yeah. Don't do that. It takes a while to grow. I mean, I have. It's been great lately, but took me a while because I started off with the health and wellness. It wasn't a niche at the time. It was just, I want to work out on TikTok with people.
Yeah.
And eventually, that was what I was going to do, was the health and wellness niche. That's why I started this. But
let's talk about that niche thing. And what do you decide to sell? I mean, this is something that a lot of people, mm-hmm. you know, just feel like it's a some sort of a roadblock. I assure you, everybody who's thinking that, it's really not. You're not getting married to any particular product or any particular niche, and it's everything you've ever wanted in a relationship. The ability to be there as long as you want and right. stay and be totally welcomed and loved, or mm-hmm. at any time, just stop promoting and totally walk away. I mean, and right. there's no, you don't have to divorce it. You don't have to let anybody yeah. know. You have total freedom, right?
Exactly.
So how did you go about picking what you were going to promote, and also how did the health and wellness piece come up initially, and then you decided to, I guess, move away from that? Walk us through kind of that process of niche in product selection for you.
Sure. I think when I started and I was going to do health and wellness, and I was going to promote my own workout as a digital product, like I wanted to have my own digital product with my own workout. And then I just thought, wow, my Wi-Fi is really bad here at home, and I don't have a lot of space. I live in a very small home. And how am I going to work out here? Well, that's okay. And then I stumbled upon, how else can you make money online? Like, kind of in the middle of all that, I'm like, well, let's try this. And I tried the 15-day challenge, and I was just like, wow, I can promote something else. I can promote whatever I want. And I was like, I think I'm going to promote the training I took, because it has built so much confidence in me that it has helped me be better at everything else I do on a daily basis. why wouldn't I promote that and want that for other people? Am I eventually going to go into the health and wellness? I don't know. My doors are completely open now that I've been introduced into the online space.
Yeah.
Completely open.
Yeah. No, I can relate to that as well. I mean, it's one of the reasons why I turned around and have kind of been in this niche for a long time too. Somebody mm-hmm. said, and Tracy, thanks for your comment. I've seen you on here before. Really appreciate you being here and supporting the show, and hopefully you're getting value. But you asked, I think the angst is built on not wanting to pick a failure coming out of the gate. I can understand that, but I think that I just want to answer that question directly. That's kind of a flawed way to look at it, right? Because mm-hmm. it's the failure is not the product, it's how you market it. So you're not going to pick a failure. You might be a failure, right? And that's right. I don't mean that condescendingly or mean. You right. might do something that makes the promotion of the product fail. Mm-hmm. But the product, in if especially if other people, you see anybody else succeeding promoting the product, or there's evidence that people are successfully selling the product. And every affiliate program usually presents some evidence. There's right. some data on ClickBank. They've got gravity scores. They've mm-hmm. got average cart values here at Legendary. You've got lots of evidence around that people are having success doing various things, lots of evidence. So yeah. if you have that evidence, mm-hmm. then what we really need to do, and I think this is really the biggest step that we make going from employees to entrepreneurs, is we go from looking from inside the box out to now we got to just put mirrors everywhere around us and say, oh crap, I'm looking for the boss, but I'm the boss.
Right.
I'm the boss, right? Well, hold on a second. I need my coworker. Oh crap, the mirror's there. I'm the coworker, right? So like that total responsibility, that not only do you have the power, and let me give you some hope on this piece. Those of you who are listening going, geez, maybe I will be the failure. Well, while you have the power to make something not work and fail, mostly by giving up and probably not trying.
Yep.
Right.
Yep.
You also have the power. You, and this is something you don't have usually in employment. You have some impact you can make, but there's usually an employment agreement is something where the pay is agreed on beforehand. Right. In this situation, you also have the power to create unlimited success and income and results.
Yes.
So that's the trade-off. You absolutely have the ability to make something fail, mostly by not doing anything at all. Right. But you also have this unlimited upside potential. And I think that's the piece that we all have to focus on. What comes up for you as I read off Tracy's question about, you know, what if I pick a failure, and then the things mm-hmm. that I said, what are you thinking about, Elaine? Yeah,
absolutely. So that's what I tell anyone that says, well, I don't have any experience. I don't know how to use it. I have people say they don't even know how to use a computer. And I have to be the one to tell them they can do it. Just be there for them. And well, this is from my point of view. I have to be there for them. And I have to show them that, yes, I could open a computer and turn it on and read an email. But I didn't have any tech experience to the level that I've learned. I didn't have any followers. I didn't have a niche when I started. You've got to go out there, and you are the only one that can believe in you. You are the only one that's going to make you successful. I say that to all my members. I can give you some guidance, but you have got to put the time in, and you can't give up.
Yeah.
There's how many times did I want to give up? Do you want to know?
I would
no,
say
but I'm not gonna tell you because it doesn't matter. Does that matter? Yes, I got a death row.
Well, here's the other thing: is one of an amazing guest last Monday said, you know, look, I don't know my ass from a hole in the ground. I mean, I don't know what I'm doing. I don't know what I'm doing. I don't know what, but I never let my audience see me sweat. It's about showing up and just delivering and executing with confidence. Even if you have to act as if you're really confident. Notice I didn't say fake it till you make it, friends. I don't want to make anybody too uncomfortable. Okay. Act as if you're already successful. Act as if you're already, you know, and then again, organic and transparent. I'm running. And then, oh my gosh, somebody asked me a question. Okay. You know, oh my gosh, I don't know the answer to that. Let me write that down. I'm going to make a video about that. People would love to hear that response, an organic response. Oh my God, great question. I'm going to make a video about that and find out. We'll all learn together. It's not about not knowing. It's oftentimes simply how we react. If we take things in stride and we're not afraid to just not know. I think so many of us, because of maybe past experiences we've had at work or whatever, where we didn't know something, or in a classroom where we raised our hand and got shamed or embarrassed for asking a question. But friends, in the real world where people are, especially if they're looking to you to learn or lead or show them something, you don't have to know. It's great if you don't know everything. It's great if you can be gentle with people and say, that's a great question. I've never had anybody ask me that before. I'm going to find out the answer and I'm going to make a video about that. Keep watching my channel to see when that video comes, right? It's like, make sure that you like and follow my page. So when you see me release that video, you don't miss it. You turn and it's all about perspective. You turn what you thought. You haven't even done anything yet, but you think, oh my gosh, what if somebody asked me something in the DMs or whatever that I don't know the answer to?
Right.
And then we'll marinate on the anxiety of that for weeks or months or allow it. But you know what the truth of the matter is that, let me just look at that a little bit differently. Well, gee whiz, if people are asking me questions that I don't know the answer to, then that's a wonderful opportunity for me to know exactly what my market's looking for. And then for me to go and learn it and deliver it and now teach and talk about that point more often, because obviously it's a question that people have. Mm-hmm. So now I'm empowered. Now the questions that come in, I want questions to come in, because now I'm learning exactly what questions my audience has. Now I'm learning exactly what their hot buttons are. Now I'm learning exactly what their objections are. And I can talk about those things more often, and I'll never have to not know again. Now I can just educate them ahead of time.
Right.
Totally different perspective than sitting over here and saying, oh my God, what if somebody asked me a question that I don't know the answer to? You know, God, that'd give anybody an anxiety attack, you know, to sit there and dwell on that.
Right. Yeah, so, absolutely.
Are you doing lives, or are you still doing just video content, just posting reels in things of that nature, or are you doing lives kind of like we're doing right now?
Yes, I would like more time for lives. Right now I'm in the middle of, you know, a workout session, and that takes up my evenings after work, but I have a Facebook group. I go live with them. And so it's nice that the recording can stay there even if they're not live, which I like. I do like going live on TikTok. My biggest supporters are my children. They come on my live with me. My son is my moderator. And he kicks all the goofballs out. And so that's been fun. I do like going live. I just wish I had more time for it. And I will make time for it, absolutely, once my boot camp's over. But I definitely see this. I put my notice into work. I'm done at the end of the year, as far as the dental goes. And it's not because I'm doing so great at this now that I know I can sustain. I will be able to sustain a full time income doing this. And my employer is a 20 years older than I am. And so he'll be 72 this year. and kind of wanted to prep, be like, it's going to be time to move on. And I'm not moving on without him, as I've been with him. It'll be 26 years. I'm not going to work in the dental field anymore. And I needed to have a backup plan. And now my backup plan is just as enjoyable as my 9 to 5. And I see the growth potential in it, and I'm going to do it. So
I really am glad that you included that, because I think a lot of us, when we come into this, have this kind of pressure that, well, what if I'm not, you know, if I'm regardless of what I'm promoting, if I'm promoting something in the parenting niche or dog niche or whatever, I mean, what if I don't do this full time? What will people think of me if this is not my full time thing and I still have like a job or something, you know? And it's like, they'll think that you're a normal, regular person probably. And I love how you're creating a future goal in developing a plan for your life, which makes me feel relaxed listening to it versus, you know, this kind of pressure that I need to quit my job right now, or I need to keep up with the Internet Joneses or whatever and be doing what everybody else is doing. It's like, you're clearly in your lane. You're clearly doing what's making you happy, and you're making what sounds to me like really realistic, not giving yourself too much, not giving yourself too little, but a really nice, realistic, I call it a landing strip, right? For an airplane to come in, they need some time to land the plane. You know, and you're giving yourself that adequate time. Sounds very responsible. You also have your children involved. So it seems like you're also, you know, setting the tone in a great example, not just from doing side hustles, which is something that you've always done, but by doing something with technology. I just need to check in real quick about what your son and kids think about you.
Oh my gosh. Okay. So at the beginning, and this is something a key point I wanted to get out today, is do not keep this a secret from your family. I did. I was like, I would sneak away with my computer at night going, I'm just taking a training. You know, nobody had any idea what I was doing. Nobody. And probably about 3-4 months in, after I got the blueprints, I hadn't told anyone what I had done. I invested in my future without including the most important part of my future. Oh. And don't do that. Please involve your family, involve your friends, saying, listen, I'm going on a new adventure. I'm going to try something new. You see that people do that on Facebook. They're like, I'm starting a new adventure today. And everyone's like, oh, what are you doing? It's so exciting, you know? And sometimes it's just, I'm just got a new dog. And whatever it is, including people makes you feel so much better. And I didn't do that. So I got a slow start. I didn't have support. I had, you know, at first, you know, my daughter is very well educated. She has a master's degree in forensic psychology. She was like, it sounds like you're in a, and please don't be offended by this, Dave. She goes, it sounds like it's kind of a cult. And I'm like, what? Yeah, you're just promoting other, and like, okay, no. I need to learn more about this so I can educate you on it. But yeah, Mike, now last month we were at my daughter's house where she's going to have a baby in a couple weeks, my first grandchild. And we've been making the TikTok along the way from beginning to end with her. And she's like, well, how am I going to get this video of mine to your TikTok? I'm like, don't worry, I got it. And my son goes, yeah, she's the TikTok master. Like that. So yes. And if they have questions about, you know, TikTok or what, if they come to me now, whereas before, 2 years ago, I was a boomer on technology. You're just a boomer, mom. Yes. They love it because now they see the results. They see what they can do.
Isn't that interesting? It's so powerful when instead of letting people's very naive and oftentimes innocent comments, ignorant, if you want to go that far, but I'm just going to say naive and innocent. Right. Ignorant, I don't mean that in a mean way. I mean it just, ignorance is just you don't know, right? We allow these kind of naive, these ignorant comments, innocent oftentimes, to derail us. Oh my God, it is a cult. Oh, gee. Holy crap, somebody thinks this is a cult. Oh my God. You know, let me, and it's like, I just said this to our entire legendary team yesterday on our March vision call that we have the first Monday of every month. I said, the power of not being defensive and listening to somebody's thoughts and feelings and then responding, whether I need to get back to you or whether I can keep my composure in that moment. I mean, I'm finding in every time that I do it, it's hard not to do it, right? It's hard not to, because you want it. Defensive means I feel like I need to defend myself, right? Mm-hmm. But the power of just listening to somebody, listening a lot of times, especially if you share something or somebody wants to talk to you, and you just listen and let them talk.
Right.
Don't interrupt. Even if you find yourself getting defensive, and this is a talk that I wish I would have heard when I first got into this industry, because I went through so much pain trying to explain myself and getting defensive and getting, you know, my feelings hurt because somebody said something, just an ignorant, innocent comment oftentimes, and I would take it because this was so personal to me. I would really get defensive about it. But the best thing that I've ever discovered, and the power of not getting defensive is so, so powerful. I want to share this. When somebody says something, to just listen, hear them out. A lot of times they will hear themselves being negative or mean, and they'll begin to kind of like, and even as the thoughts that are in their head, as they begin to verbalize them, they oftentimes sound really silly. As they're coming out, they're not coherent. They don't make sense. They're just throwing spaghetti at the wall. And when you sit and just listen and say, wow, I can understand how you'd feel that way. That's really interesting.
Right.
Thank you for sharing that. I don't have to have an answer for you right now. I don't have to have an explanation. I don't have to have anything. I don't even have to respond. I can just say, if they make an ignorant comment or a mean comment or something, or something that feels like it's putting critical of what I'm doing, I can just say, wow, thank you for sharing that with me. Let me process that. Let me process what you said, and I'll get back to you. What you think about what I'm doing means a lot to me. So I want to just take in what you said. Like if it's something, and I'll tell you what, a lot of times people, when you don't sit there and react, man, they'll hear what they're saying. And a lot of times they'll come back, especially if they're loved ones, they'll say, you know, I'm really sorry for, because you gave them space to just have their feeling. And as you, which is a wonderful motherly move, so important for our kids not to, I mean, you're showing them how to react. That must feel good. That must feel good to be, and I know you're a great mom. But to still continue to be leading your children in such a cool way, even after they're out of the home.
Oh, right. Yeah. We're having a lot of fun with it. I can't wait to start videoing my grandchildren, and my son's moving. Yeah. My son's graduating this year from college. I can't wait for him to move on. And I want it. And I tell them, you know, I'm like, I can pay you to be on my videos. And now they're all in. They're like, oh yeah, are you on a video today? You know, I got my daughter's cat. That video went bonkers. And I'm like, I guess I owe this silly little cat some money. And she goes, yes, her royalties should come in soon.
Yeah. And you folks, I mean, that's a real thing also. Like you can actually put away, I'm not an accountant or a financial advisor or a tax attorney, but those of you who are making enough money to be that you want to include your children and potentially get some tax advantages, and potentially find out some cool little things that you could do. I mean, if a video that you use, a picture of your child is on your funnel somewhere or anywhere inside of your business, there are things that you can do to be able to you know, make some smart moves for taxes and for your children's future. Now, if you have people who are grown in your life, for example, one of the ways that I've been able to have an opportunity to help people in my life is exactly how you're talking. If I've included somebody, like for example, my father, you know, I share videos oftentimes that include intimate moments with my father. Like when I gave him that truck, that was a very intimate moment. that we recorded of him. It wasn't a staged BS thing. That was an intimate thing where we gave him a truck, and he had basically a meltdown. It was beautiful. And, so it's an honor for me as his son to be able to pay him,
right,
as you're talking about. And my wife and I do just that. Yeah. We've been able to do a lot of things with family members, and it's a perfect way to do it is if you in some way, shape or form include them, you can, and there's no particular benefit to us for doing that, except we can use the content.
Right.
My dad never asked for anything, but it's a beautiful way for me to pay him something, or a lot or a little, that's between him and I. And he doesn't have to ask for it, right? He doesn't have to, it's not just a handout. Most people don't just want a handout. So when you say, hey, you remember that video that I shot of us? I've used it in my marketing, and I'd like to write you a check for 10,000 or 50,000 or whatever. Right.
Absolutely. Yeah.
Or 100 or 50 or 20 or 5 or so many different. Yeah. I'm going to buy my cat a nice new toy because she's been so wonderful in my videos. There's so many different ways to have fun with this, but also begin to build that giving muscle and that serving muscle and that adding value to people's lives, instead of just looking, where can I get a good shot? Where can I get something that I can post? Where, right, me, we begin to think of them, right? Yep. We begin to think of we instead of me. And how can I add value to other people's lives, both the people who I may be filming with, but also the people on the internet? It's, our income is often dependent upon the value that we deliver. Right. Unless it's some one shot lucky thing, which it usually never is. But you're delivering a lot of value, I can tell, both to your audience, but also to your family. And that's a really cool thing. I'm glad that you touched on the fact that you almost, that you are not including the most important people in that you are essentially probably doing this for, like those were your why. Why do you think that is it an anxiety thing? And we'll wrap up here in a few minutes. Is it a fear thing? Why do we, and also how did you get comfortable filming in front of family? And you said you had a small home. So how did you also get comfortable with that ring light and with that camera around your husband, and go from that extreme of not even wanting them to know to, was it a decision that you made? You sat people down, you were like, I'm doing an intervention on myself. And how did you make the transition to then now you're comfortable and everybody's cool and they're even rooting you on?
Right. Well, of course, we both are side hustlers. My husband has a side hustle as well. It keeps him very busy after his full-time job. He's a manual labor. He works very hard on concrete floors as an electrician, comes home and works from 3 o'clock until I get home at, 5:30, 5:45. Then I leave and go work. And he is still working. And he's been doing his side hustle for a very, very long time. And he's a product-based side hustle. He's built his own product, and he manufactures his own product, sells his own product, ships his own product. And I was like, you've spent the last 10 years of your life doing this as a side hustle. I want to build my side hustle to be as successful as yours. And I'm going to need to make some content to do that. And I'm going to need to do some stupid things on this camera once in a while. And you're just going to have to listen to it. And when I started showing him or giving him how much confidence I had with it and how much I love it, there were days I didn't love it. I was like, and the days I love it is when I'm like, look at how much joy this is bringing me. And I know that that's all that they want for me, because that's all I gave to them was nothing but, happiness, and I made them comfortable, and I did everything on my realm to give them all that. I just need a little bit now. So it was just kind of my turn. And it was someone who's younger. I don't know.
Asking for that, right? I mean, I could imagine you being kind of a service provider / caregiver in your own home, right? And now you're like, I don't know. That's what I hear. It's like you almost felt bad asking for that space and time for yourself.
Absolutely. Yep. And now I'm completely engulfed in it and I love it and they love to see it. And even when we're together, I was like, okay, give me a few minutes. I'm just going to go make, just came up with a really great idea. I got to throw it on a video real quick. And they're like, okay. Yes.
I love that. Elaine, you're a fireball. You're a real fireball and it's awesome. And the world, a lot of you all have been amazing contributors to your communities in different ways, you know, whether it be through things like you're talking about workshops or being an amazing employee and somebody who worked at a business who made people's lives happier, right, safer, healthier, right? And now you're, you know, I see so many of you bringing that same kind of all that same value, and you're bringing it online to the world. And yeah, it's really a cool thing because, you know, we didn't have that technology before. You know, you're the guy who owns that dental business. If he's been there doing it for who knows how, probably before you got there, right? Or did you?
Oh, yeah, a couple years, just a couple.
So dental hygienists back in you know, earlier generations, you know, didn't have the options. Construction workers in earlier generations didn't have these options. You know, okay, it's really kind of a cool thing to be living in these times, to where you, no matter what you're doing, you have a shot to do something different or do something extra. And it's really just the battle within ourselves of whether we can, you know, make that adjustment. You know, sometimes it's hard to teach old dogs new tricks, you know. And that's not an age thing. That's not an age thing. I mean, you even let a little toddler get into a little rut and it's hard to make a change. Trust me, you can attest to that, and we're going through it ourselves. So, but when you do, as you say, and all the good days aren't good either, right? It's like the, you know, there's frustration. There's days where you get the old goose egg, but the days that you crush it or the days that you have something amazing, happen, make it all worth it, don't they?
Yes, they do. And I appreciate you for giving me this opportunity. You have, all of you, the whole Legendary Marketer community is nothing but caring and fantastic. I tell everybody that.
Thanks for saying that. We try. We really do. We really do, because we are all the same. You know, yeah, we all have walked through the front door. There's no side doors. There's no back doors. You just got to walk through the front door, and it's a little anxious to walk through the front door. That's a little uncomfortable at first, you know, but we all got to walk through the front door, and we all have at one time. And in my case, there's a digital trail all the way back until 12 years ago when I started this, and I went through all the same things. That's why I can talk about these things. So it's because we look different, or some of you may put me on a pedestal or something, as if I'm in some way, shape, or form different, or have, you know, some unique, know some secret or have some, but the truth is that I might be just as sweaty and anxious and uncomfortable as you are. You don't know. And I don't have to tell you. It's not it because that's heroes, leaders lead despite being nervous.
Yeah.
Lead despite, courage is not the absence of fear. It's moving through it despite the fear. Mm-hmm. And it's how we interpret the fear. It's like, you know, I tell this story all the time, two different people having the same symptoms, bubble guts, butterflies, and sweat dripping from all over. And one knows that's how they're about to get up there on stage and have a total breakdown and totally, you know, they're doing public speaking or whatever. And they're like, oh my God, I can't do this. And you go and listen to a rock star like Bono or something, and he goes, that's how I know I'm ready, baby. You know, it's all about how we, you know, how we frame it to ourselves. That's the power of the mind.
Yeah.
What would you like to give us a mindset tip as we wrap up? Since I was just talking about that, give us one thing that has been powerful for you, or that you would just leave our audience with today in terms of getting their mind right. You know, just getting into the mindset of being an entrepreneur.
Right, getting into the mindset is the, it's going to take the longest, I think. And you have got to, okay, so whenever I would teach dental assisting, whenever I would teach any bodybuilding, anything, I always say, look in the mirror you look in the mirror and you talk and you, or you record yourself anymore, record yourself doing something, then you can delete it. Record yourself and look at it. Look at what you're doing, what you can bring to the table. And if you don't like it, record it again. Write some things down that you didn't like. Get some constructive criticism from your friends and family or from yourself. But looking in the mirror to get the mindset right, watch what you're doing on a daily basis, building your confidence just as, you know, wow, because you didn't burn your toast that morning. Start with something simple. I didn't burn my toast today. I'm having a great day. Just start with something simple to build confidence. That's it.
And confidence is really just built one tiny step at a time, isn't it? It's not like, I think a lot of times we look for the big explosion, like the burning bush moment. And it's like, even in 12 step, right? I'll give you a quick analogy. It's like, there's like having the 12th step of a 12 step program is having had a spiritual awakening. That's how it starts. We practice these principles in all our affairs and try to carry the message to other people is what that 12 step is. Okay. And for many years, I hadn't had my spiritual awakening yet. I was like, where's my burning bush? You know, I expected to wake up one morning and now I'm levitating or I'm meditating and I'm going to have my spiritual awakening. And I realized, man, I have a spiritual awakening every moment.
Yeah.
I've had a million spiritual awakenings. Like I'm a different person. I think differently. I believe differently. So a lot of times the transformation is happening just like when we grow and we don't feel it. Mm-hmm. You know, so I love it. So Elaine, thank you. Tell your wonderful family that we said hello as well. And love that
you guys are all
in it to win it together. And it's a beautiful thing. And come back and we'll do it for a third time if you're still willing. Okay.
Absolutely. Thank you so much. Have a super day, everybody.
All right. See you, Elaine.
Thanks.
All right, my friends, go and follow Elaine at Elaine Alcorn. It's ElainAlcorn. Elaine Alcorn over on TikTok. And my friends, man, it's just a powerful, powerful experience to be able to listen to people who are just like you and are just a few steps oftentimes ahead of you. And so I'm here to remind you that there's no difference between the people that you're listening to on the show and even me and you. It's just time. It's just time. That's all. Time and maybe a little bit different effort levels, right? Taking a risk that you haven't taken. You know, it's like everybody standing at the starting line and maybe somebody just, you know, found the courage in that moment to just jump off it and you're still sitting on it. Doesn't mean you're bad, different. Doesn't mean you're not capable. Doesn't mean you don't have potential. Just means that for whatever reason, you haven't left the starting line yet. So leave the starting line. And you do that by going through the information. So, you know, I've seen a couple of questions. Do you have step-by-step technical walkthroughs, all this stuff? Absolutely, we do, right? And taking a little bit of time to go through that education, coming on to Decade in a Day, getting in the blueprints, showing up, asking questions. You come to Decade in a Day, which we do, I do personally every other Friday. Your whole perspective on making money online will be totally different, right? Because there's tools that can do a lot of the work for you that you may even know they exist. You just don't know how to use them. We'll show you all of that stuff. We'll make you and turn you from an internet computer idiot, dummy, right? Which is what I was. I was an absolute internet idiot. I didn't even know how to turn on the computer. And I still joke about that. It makes wonderful stories. Stop being mad at that. You don't have to be embarrassed that. Just embrace it and say, gee, I'm an internet, you know, I don't know how to link my computers. That's what I've always said. I don't know how to link my calendar from my phone on my computer. And I don't. I still don't. I have my calendars. It's got a couple of calendars on there. One's my wife. One's for the work. Trust me. You don't have to be a guru. You have to be a technical genius, right? Most importantly, you got to leave the starting line and then you'll realize that the mountains that you thought were mountains off in the distance when you got up on them, you were like, well, that's a molehill, but it's damn sure not a mountain, right? It's damn sure not a mountain. You can do it. You can handle it and you can do hard things and succeed. All right. So we'll see you back here tomorrow for another episode. And of course, we're doing our trainings for Blueprint members 1 and 2 p.m. Eastern time. Plus, we have all the recordings of those if you can't make it. And now we're doing weekend support sessions for Blueprint members as well. If you're just new and going through the challenge, keep going through the challenge. Learn. Really take it in. Don't rush, right? Don't rush through it. There's gems in there that oftentimes you'll say, ooh, let me come back and watch that one more time and another piece will make sense, right? It's actually not overwhelming, even though you're telling yourself that it is or it feels overwhelming. And the reason why I know that is because in a couple of weeks or in a couple of months, it won't feel overwhelming. It'll make sense. It just does now. It's just where you're at right now, right? So keep going through. You eat an elephant one bite at a time, my friends. Stop trying to stuff the whole hoof in your mouth. You don't got to do that. Just one bite at a time, one step at a time. You'll get it. It'll all make sense. Trust the process. Be legendary and get out of here. We'll see you back here tomorrow for another episode. Peace. Bye-bye.